My dad became a Christian when he was in jail. If he's sorry for what he did, can't he get out of jail?
Even though he believes in Jesus, he still has to pay for his crime. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. You know, if someone is in jail, it's because they were convicted of a crime. Even if they're sorry and become a Christian, well, they still have to pay a debt to society. While they're in jail, though, they can be free on the inside. The Apostle Paul wrote these words in Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Our story today is called White Christmas. It's still snowing, Grandpa, said Evan. We'll have a white Christmas for sure. Evan had not seen much snow when he lived in the valley, but now he was staying with his grandpa in the mountains. Grandpa nodded. It makes the whole world look so clean, doesn't it? It reminds me of one of my favorite Bible verses. Isaiah 1:18 says our sins can be made as white as snow. That happens when we trust Jesus as our Savior. Evan nodded, even though he wasn't really sure what that meant. I like snow, he said. Can I go sledding for a while? Sure, said Grandpa. So Evan bundled up and went out. That evening, Evan enjoyed a mug of hot chocolate while Grandpa read the Christmas story from the Bible. When Grandpa finished, Evan turned to him. Grandpa, I was thinking about that verse you like, the one about snow. Didn't you say my dad trusts Jesus as his Savior? Grandpa nodded. So does that mean his sins are as white as snow now? Evan asked. It sure does, Grandpa assured him. Then why is Dad still in jail? Asked Evan. Well, Evan, your father broke the law, so now he has to face the consequences for what he did. Even though he decided to trust in Jesus while he was in jail and asked him to forgive him for all the bad things he did, Jesus washed away all his sin and made his heart clean, and your dad is a new person and will spend eternity with God. Even though he's still in jail, God won't hold the wrong things he did against him. In God's eyes, your dad's heart is as clean and white as snow. Evan thought about that. I want my heart to be as white as snow, too. It can be, said Grandpa. Shall I pray with you so you can ask Jesus to forgive your sins and make you clean? Then you can have a white Christmas inside and out. Well, how about you? Did you know that you can have a white Christmas anywhere in the world? Even if you don't get snow where you live, you can have a white Christmas on the inside by asking Jesus to wash away all the wrong you've ever done. He died to take the punishment for your sin, and when you trust in him, he will make your heart as clean and white as snow. So trust him today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.org/salvation. Our key verse is Isaiah 1:18.
Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus as your Savior.
Hey, Zach. I know I accepted Jesus into my heart, but sometimes I don't feel like he's close to me. What do I do about that?
Hi there. It's great that you've invited Jesus into your heart. Sometimes it might not feel like he's very close, but I want you to remember, feelings can change a lot. And just because you don't always feel Jesus, that doesn't mean he isn't there. The best way to stay close to Jesus, even when your feelings are hard to understand, is to keep learning about him and talking to him. So even when your feelings are a bit confusing, remember to keep reaching out to Jesus. He's always there, even if you can't feel him all the time. I hope that helps you understand. Thanks for your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.